Hey, thanks for having Highway Radio on. Gonzo's me from our Pond Plaza studios here in fabulous downtown Las Vegas. Hey, look who's here. It's Steve McAnally, everybody.
What's happening, Gonzo? It's like I'm almost here every Wednesday talking to you now. We've actually somehow become friends for doing all of this
for the
last little bit.
I appreciate you making the journey downtown. I don't know about you. Do you run into those self-driving cars?
I try not to run into anything.
Well, not run into them, but I mean, do you encounter them?
I've seen a few of them. I see. It's kind of funny when you see like a BMW that's the driverless, and you kind of laugh and you think it would kind of be fun just to bump it. You know what I mean?
Well, if it's a BMW and it's self-driving, does it still drive like an ass?
It probably does. Yeah, that's kind of a requirement. They probably set it to like an ass driver mode, right? Or something. Yeah, it's. You know what's funny is all the places we've traveled around the country. Speaking of cars. I've never seen so many cars without dents and dings as I do in Las Vegas. I'm like, I don't know what it is. I mean, I think people just bounce off things. They need like bumpers in Boeing just to kind of keep them in the lane.
It's like death.
Sure.
Yeah, it's death race out here. Is really what it is.
It is.
My car is so banged up. I've just given up on it. It's like the bumper's fallen off. It's got duct tape on it. It's, you know, it's fine. Once you don't care, you can just drive into anything.
That's true. I kind of care most of the time. You know, that's why I don't let my wife drive. No,
those self-driving cars, they always have. There's supposed to be a person in there just to like make sure they're working right. How do you get that? What kind of job would that be? To just sit in a car and let it drive you around all day?
I'm not sure, but I guess I could probably be Facebook Live, or I could connect to my favorite porn site. I mean, one of the two. You know, you could be like that Uber guy just up there. It's a self-driving car. Where are we going? You can put it in. You can take
just
off.
Just let it go. Yeah.
This dude might be in the front FaceTime. I mean, you know, somebody across the country or doing something, it still would be weird. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm all looking forward to the Jetsons. We have flying cars all that cool stuff. The only bad thing is I think me and you two are old. Are ever going to see that?
Probably not. We won't get the jetpacks.
We won't get all that cool stuff.
We got the robot vacuums, at least. We got that, right?
That's true. And a real sex doll.
So, hey, we're living in fascinating times.
We're living in good times, man. We didn't used to be able to have all that fun stuff when I was a kid. Yeah. Our porn was on pages. It didn't move.
Right, yeah.
Unless you shook the book.
You had to hide it under your mattress until your mom found it.
Exactly.
Steve McAnally is a host of the Las Vegas Smoke and Comedy Showcase, which happens right next door to our Pond Plaza Studios at Rick's Rollin' Smoke Barbecue tonight at 8:07.
8:07. You're getting good at that, man.
I'm going to actually make a note of 8:07. Okay, there we go.
It is funny that every time somebody does, they'll hear me on the radio with you, or they'll come to the show, they'll see me post on Facebook that we are starting at 8:07 sharp. Right. And our bartender, Destiny, she knows. She kind of see the clock, and I'll just look at her, and she'll turn it off, turn down the radio, and we pump up the mic, and it's go time, you know. And I don't care if there's two people or 50 people in the room. It's 8:07.
8:07.
It's
showtime tonight at Rick's Rollin' Smoke Barbecue, 725 South Las Vegas Boulevard at the Pond Plaza. Who's on the bill tonight?
Tonight we have a first-time headliner on the Las Vegas Strip would be Vincent Blackshear. So he will be closing out his first time at my show anyway. So it'll be fun for him. I got a guy that just moved back to Las Vegas, Michael Timont, a guy named...
They always come back, though, right?
They do.
People always come back to Vegas.
Yeah, and then we've got Alexander Malt. So we've got a couple other people, and then a couple people swinging by for guest spots. But should be fun. Good little crew. A couple of them have never been on the show before, so it should be fun. I look forward to seeing new faces.
Right.
So we get a lot of the regulars that come in, so they like, you know, we try to keep it fresh. I want to keep a rotating cast of characters. I'm not going to bring the same people every week. We bring, you know, a different person people on the show tonight, if they want to come back, it'll probably be 2 or 3 months before they're back again. But, you know, we just try to keep it fresh,
Changing it up. Yeah, and Rick's is great. No cover, right? Drink specials, and we'll get you some stuff to give away, some tickets and stuff.
That would be awesome. Locals also get 20% discounts, I believe, at Rollin' Smoke during the show. So it's actually fantastic. And it was funny. Rick's Rollin' Smoke was voted number 5 barbecue for the best barbecue in Vegas. Number 5. I'm like, really? Have you ate the other 4 places?
Right.
But the funniest part is Rollin' Smoke has the number 5 and the number 7 spot or something like that. And I'm like, you know, it's the same food. It's just two different
locations.
Right. Yeah, I saw that, and I was kind of like, yeah, I don't know who wrote the article. I mean, it is cool that, you know, that they are dedicated as being good.
Yeah, it is good food. So, yeah, good food and drink and some comedy tonight with your host, Steve McAnally, at Las Vegas Smoke and Comedy Showcase at Rick's Rollin' Smoke Barbecue. Right. Thanks for stopping in again, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I'm sure we'll probably make this a date again soon. And other than that, we'll make people laugh, I hope.
I hope so. Yeah, we'll see you tonight, man.
Thanks a lot, Gonzo. I appreciate it, man.
Drive carefully, everybody. This is Highway Radio.